This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 64.5 acres more or less. The property is located on the south side of Whitesville Road, approximately 529 feet east of Sussex Highway Route 13, and on the east side of Sussex Highway Route 13, approximately 1,002 feet south of Whitesville Road. The 911 address is not available. It's located in Delmar. Tax map ID is District 532, Map 6, Parcels 86 and 87. We have provided a staff analysis and information sheet. We received agency comments from NRCS and Sussex Conservation District, as well as Sussex County Utility Planning and a plus review. The applicant also provided an exhibit book and site plan.
All righty, thank you. All right, the chair recognizes Mr. Smith.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and fellow commission members. Mike Smith here. I'm with the Smith firm on behalf of the applicant, Nishay Ventures. I realize at 9:40 I'm on the clock, so I'm going to be as brief as possible on this. The prior application, I think, was careful not to say the word manure or chicken poop. I'm going to try to say the term highway as many times as possible with mine because I think it's a relevant term. But there's an assemblage of parcels here that are being submitted. There's 86 and 87, as mentioned. 86 is that tiny sliver that you see on the screen right there. Historically, that was subdivided off. My client didn't have anything to do with that. They're being submitted as one parcel for the change of zone here today. We're seeking a rezoning from AR1 to CR1. The intention long-term is to actually do a lot line revision and move that parcel into the larger one, but we didn't want to do that being as the application was submitted for both parcels, so we didn't want to complicate things doing that in advance. But with me tonight is Mr. Frank Nishay, who is a principal member of Nishay Ventures, LLC, and also Mr. Robert Palmer with Beacon Engineering as well. As I mentioned, there's two parcels, the smaller sliver, 0.09 acres. The larger parcel, parcel 87, is actually just to the right of that, kind of off the screen there a little bit, but it's 62.54 acres, so the total assemblage would be 62.63. And I realize the record might be a little bit clouded on that because I think there was varying acreage references there going from 64, 65 to 62. The correct acreage is the 62.63. Again, more importantly, the property is located right along Route 13, so obviously the road there to the left of that little sliver is the Route 13 highway. There is roughly 1,000 feet of frontage on that Route 13 corridor. That's the larger parcel there, and just to the north of that would be Whitesville Road coming right out to Route 13. Included in the exhibit booklets is a number of photographs of our property as well as some of the neighboring ones. I would just ask that that exhibit booklet obviously be admitted into the record for this application. Bit of the geography around this, the property that's to the south of, or the lower half of that image there, that's sort of a reverse L, so to speak, is Hale Trailer, and the parcel that's just to the north of it is the Solid Image property. Solid Image property, it's actually owned by Moca Properties, MOCA, was the subject of a rezoning app and was rezoned to CR1 in October 2016, October 25th. That was ordinance number 2473. So there's CR1 just to the north there, and I believe the Hale Trailer facility is C1 as well. On the other side of the highway there are also some commercial uses, and there are commercial and industrial on down the highway to the south leading into Delmar and obviously on into Salisbury. There is access from this property to Whitesville Road, but the predominant frontage is along Route 13 there. As I said, it's about 1,000 feet on 13 and then 300 feet roughly along Whitesville Road or Route 30. The later portions of the exhibit booklet include DLDOT's December 15, 2016 response to the request for a service level evaluation. The notes on that are, given the very high traffic count on the highway there, that the traffic impact from this application would be negligible in their terms, and no TIS was required on this. And I will note that being that the property is located along 13, it is subject to the department's corridor capacity preservation program. However, it does have direct access to Whitesville Road. So for purposes of our request for the rezoning here, there is access both ways. As a bit of a note, maybe not relevant to the change of zone, but there is going to be an attempt to work with DLDOT to gain some sort of a shared access point with the property to the north that is the solid image property, but there is certainly no guarantee that they will permit that. He, as of right now, I believe, has a preliminary approval for right-in off of 13 to that property. The again, I'm trying to be brief. The staff analysis that was mentioned specifically mentioned that the application could be considered consistent with the land use and the surrounding zoning and uses. We recognize that this project is located in a level four spending area. However, it is immediately along a highway, and we don't anticipate any need for state spending in order to change the zone and to develop the project. There is reference in the exhibit booklets to the end use on this and some materials. Obviously, we recognize this isn't the stage of the process to discuss the site plan, but we felt it was relevant at least to submit that, and we could entertain questions if it was relevant to that. So finally, I'll note that the rezoning application is not believed to have any noticeable impact on traffic, especially given the, I believe, it's 25,000 trip count a day on the highway there. The rezoning is consistent with the surrounding zoning and uses, as well as the trend of development in this area. The rezoning will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It's consistent with the comp plan. And again, I just mentioned that Mr. Nishay and Mr. Palmer are here tonight if there were any questions about the site plan or intentions with the property, if at all, that needs to be discussed.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your presentation. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Well, this is pretty straightforward. I just noticed in your book that general refrigeration is going to be the end user. I guess this is contingent on the rezoning.
That's correct.
And general refrigeration has been in business on Stage Road for how long?
Quite some number of years. It's in my letter. I'll defer to 1992.
I knew it was quite a while. And the only thing that gives me any pause whatsoever is just the sheer size of the site, but the soils are very limiting on that site. Am I right?
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm. The proposal is for a 39,000-square-foot facility. Mm-hmm. That particular site, and Mr. Palmer can speak more on this, you're looking at an elevated sand mound system with it's a private treatment system on that with I believe it's a 120 MPI on that. I believe there's actually something in the file there for that. So, yes, the development of a larger building would be cost prohibitive on that site as well.
Sure. I only bring it up just to give assurance for anyone listening or whatever that with the soils the way it is, some of the other more intensive uses allowed in the CR1 are probably very unlikely unless the county decides to run sewer and water out there, which is unlikely as well. So that's all my questions, Mr. Smith. Thank you.
And if I could, I think it's relevant to note that this property was acquired by Mr. Nishay for the specific purpose of moving his facility and expanding that. That's been in operation, as you mentioned, on Old Stage Road for some time. So he does actually, as an avid outdoorsman, intend to use a lot of the residual lands here for the agricultural use that's in place now. So to the extent there is any land that's unused around it for maintaining tree growth and also farming operations if possible.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sure. Okay.
No questions. Thank you.
Okay, Dawkins.
Well, let's see here. I promise not to take any longer on this one than I did on the first one.
Okay.
How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. No, I don't have any thanks.
Wow.
After I finish feeding him, oh, now I have no questions.
All right. Okay.
None for me. Thank you.
None for me.
Okay, just a curious question. How many folks does General Refrigeration employ?
If I could, I'll call Mr. Nishay up and sure. He can speak about that.
I'm Frank Nishay. Currently, we are employing about 40 employees. We bounce around 35 to 40.
Okay.
We're at the max right now, and our facilities at the max that we can take. Without this growth, we would probably shrink. We're seeing competition from outside of the state that is approaching.
And Mr. Nishay, if I could, how many do you believe you'll employ once this facility is constructed, if you're permitted to do that?
I can see 70 employees, you know, pretty comfortably.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. If you'd take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1821 Neche Ventures? Yes, sir.
A.J. Bierman, I'm Bierman Family, LLC, and I own the large piece directly south of this property that borders the parallel line to the south towards Snake Road.
Right.
This represents the biggest, the best, and absolutely the best use for this property. The county can use some tax.
Thank you, Mr. Bierman.
Well, there's that. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1821? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us until tomorrow morning to see if we make a decision. or you may wish to call the office in the afternoon. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to call one more time, conditional use number 2081, Rafael Arias.
Sorry.
Anyone here representing this application? Okay, well, the way this works is that if there's no one here to represent the application, it is denied for lack of a record. So we'll have to deal with that at the appropriate time. But we have some more business left. If they happen to show up in the meantime, maybe we can still work something out. So we're going to move on to.